And welcome back to Focus. We're joined by Lindsay Dunn, the director of Aledo Main Street. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming in. There is an exciting event that is happening one weekend from this weekend, and that is Antique Days in beautiful downtown Aledo.
Yes, it'll be the 21st annual Aledo Antiques Day and Car Show that will take place on Saturday, August 24th, and with most attractions or main events happening from 9 to 4 that day.
So it is one where you can start early in the day, and I know people love to just walk around our downtown and see the beautiful cars that are out on the street.
Yep. Like I said, with 9 to 4 being most of the main attractions happening, if you are an early riser and you like pancakes, I would suggest you go to the Aledo Fire Department for their pancake breakfast that starts at 6 a.m. And then you can get your morning started downtown and then just walk through with music from in the band shell to the car shows that with multiple many cars, hundreds of cars that line the streets of College Avenue and Main Street. So we'll have that. We love people coming out to see all those different cars, but then we also have the antiques tractors that will be there this year again, with having them there, but they will actually be in a new location. So instead of the tractors being in the Central Park parking lot, they will actually be in the Bank Orion parking lot. So the best way to describe that is if you are on Highway 17, you turn right at the old Casey's, and then you'll just head north and you'll find the Bank Orion parking lot there, and then tractors will be there as well as on West Main Street. So with them being over there, they'll be closer to the garden tractor pulls that also take place starting at 11 that morning. And so with that, we have the tractor show, car show, we have vendors to shop, so really just a lot of different things.
I want to bring up to Smith's Custom Meats in downtown Aledo. They're having their grand opening at 2 p.m. coming up this Saturday. They'll be open for Antique Days for the first year.
Yes, we're so happy to have them in town, and with their grand opening and coming a week before Antiques Day, with August 24th being the big car show day, we talked about it, and I think they're just happy to be here and be open and just another store for people to visit while they're downtown and while they're here visiting, or maybe just residents here that just want to be involved with the event.
Lindsay, can you believe it's been 3 months since Rhubarb Fest?
Only 3 months?
Only 3 months, yeah, only 3 months. Any other events you want to bring up that are going on August 24th, the day of Antique Days?
I would just like to reiterate that we'll have vendors in the Central Park parking lot. Oh, excuse me, Central Park grass area. Those will be more of our artisan and our farmers market vendors. So we'll have over 20 vendors, as well as a bounce house and some face paint for the kids. But then we'll also have antique vendors that will be set up in the courthouse lawn. So we'll have some of those coming back again this year. So with shopping and then bandshell music, Odd Betty's also does her pinup contest, which is a floral theme this year. So that's always something unique and fun to also see while people are here.
All right, Lindsay. I can't think of what the next thing is. There's so much stuff going on. I guess football, too.
I mean, we're just doing all the small town things.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as Antiques Day is over, we hop into Fall Festival in October, and then early bird shopping November, and then we're talking about December. But it's nice and warm, so we want to talk about good weather right now.
Yeah, there are some Christmas items out there, just to let you know. Maybe think about that this weekend or next weekend at Aledo Antique Day. Lindsay Dunn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And this has been Focus.